What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Another good one for you today as we catch up from the last 2 days. Definitely going to talk about the Warriors' loss to the Utah Jazz. DeMarcus Cousins gets a little one-on-one time with KD. And a bunch of other fun stuff coming from the Warriors these last couple days. That's all coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, everybody? Welcome in to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Another good one for you as we look at the Warriors' most recent loss. Yes, it was a loss to the Utah Jazz. And something I talked about before the game or on the podcast before the game was Jazz are a team you can't take lightly. They're not playing as well as they have recently or as recent as last year, but they still have talent. They still got good players and they showed that. And they beat the Warriors 108-103. It was a kind of ugly game, I guess. KD didn't really get it going until the fourth quarter. Steph had a good game. He was pretty efficient. Klay, his struggles continue. His mid-range obsession continues. I've been pretty lax on his mid-range shots, his love for the mid-range game this season, but it's kind of becoming somewhat of a problem. And you could see it as, well, he's taking those mid-range because he's not confident from three right now. I don't know. There's good shots and there's bad shots, and a lot of these mid-range shots that he's taking aren't good shots. And it's not just because they're mid-range. They're contested mid-range. But we will get to that soon enough. Want to start out just with the game overall. Draymond was good. He did what Draymond does. 12 rebounds. He only had one assist, though. I believe he, last season, there was only one game out of the 70 games that he played where he only had one assist. And that was the game he got injured in and left early. This year, he's already got 2 games with one assist or less in 18 games. Is it a problem? I don't know. It's just an interesting stat considering how prolific he usually is. And I mean, what? Did he have a bunch of games with 2 assists? You know, context matters on certain statistics. But it wasn't a great game for him. 4 of 10 from the field, 8 points. 0 of 2 from 3. And a number of times he just refused to take an open 3. KD actually had some thoughts on Draymond and his offense, and I'm going to play a little later for you, and we'll get to those for sure. But yeah, he's just hesitant to shoot, which I get. I understand. He probably should be. Most of his threes that he takes, I'm not super high on. It's funny. One of the things they did in the playoffs last year that they're reluctant to do, at least during the regular season, is, do you remember when the Rockets would just completely play off Draymond or play off Jordan Bell and not even guard him? And someone would, you know, sink back into the lane. Well, what they would do is a dribble handoff where Jordan Bell or Draymond or whoever is screening Steph or Klay's guy or KD. And because the guy is playing so deep in the lane, the guy is supposed to be guarding Jordan Bell, Steph would get an open look. And they're not doing that this, or at least in the regular season, they're not doing it. Which, I don't know, maybe they don't want to show it too much, who knows. But just there's a lot of hand-wringing over the fact that Jordan Bell doesn't shoot threes and can't. And Draymond doesn't and can't. And that it really bogs down the offense when they had an answer for it last year, but they're just not really doing it this year. At least for now in the regular season. We'll see what happens. Speaking of KD, he ended up with a solid stat line, a solid fourth quarter, but he had a bad first half. I mean, there's no other way to put it. He was 2 of 11 from the field, 0 of 3 from 3. He did go 8 of 9 from the free throw line. So the thing is, even when he's not shooting well, he still gets to the line. But man, 2 of 11 is not good. And I think you all know that. One of the positives from the first half, though, was Steph, who went 7 of 11, 4 of 5 from 3, put up 21 points. So Steph kind of carried the team that first half, and then in the third quarter, no one did. Third quarter, they just couldn't get anything going. The Jazz, look, the Jazz played great defense, hugging up on the three-point line, not allowing the Warriors to get anything going. And Steve Kerr said he believes it's poor ball movement that is hurting them and getting them bad shots. KD had another thought, too. We're going to play all that coming up. But it was a bad showing for Klay Thompson, for Kevin Durant, for Draymond Green, for Jordan Bell. They just played bad. And that's all I can really say is they just did not play well. One of the main problems I had with this game is, and in a number of games, then this is something Steve Kerr's going to have to figure out, is Alphonso McKinney played four first half minutes. Alphonso McKinney, I think he's proven it, that he deserves to be heavy rotation minutes. He deserves to be in the game, period. But even if Steve Kerr feels differently, that he hasn't proven it, well, when the rest of the team is playing shit, maybe you try something else, a la Alphonso McKinney. Now, McKinney did end up getting about 8 minutes in the fourth quarter and played damn well. Good defense, good offense. He missed a three, but he was still getting out in transition, putbacks, everything. He was doing what Alphonso McKinney does. So he ended up playing 12 minutes in the game, and he was plus 15. Plus minus doesn't always tell the whole story, but with Alphonso McKinney, it pretty much does. He played great, and for some reason, could barely find his way off the bench in the first half. I, as you can tell, strongly disagree with that rotation call. As far as the rest of the team goes, this is another one of those games where the lack of size at the five hurt. Steve Kerr even mentioned it after the game in an interview. It might have been a radio interview like a day after, but he said one of the biggest problems right now is just center depth. They don't have any. Kevon Looney is fine. He's playing well. Not great, though, and he's still undersized. You get someone like Rudy Gobert in there, and he's going to own him. Jordan Bell is just having a bad season. And you know what? We might have to come to grips with the fact that maybe Jordan Bell just isn't that good. I mean, I know he's a good defender. I know that. But when you're a zero in other aspects of the game, and maybe even a minus in offensive aspects of the game, that it's hard to get you on the court. And another thing, too, that I didn't really notice as much last year, I don't know why, he is small. He is slender. He is maybe the same size as Joe Ingles. Maybe. And I would probably guess Joe Ingles is bigger. So, I mean, Jordan Bell had a rough go of it this game, too. 9 minutes, no points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, -5. Jerebko didn't play great, but he did go 2 of 4 from 3. It's what you want out of him, 5 rebounds. 2 assists. It wasn't his best game, obviously, but he's been consistent off the bench. There aren't terrible games from Jerebko. McKinney, as I said, get him in the freaking game. Someone who played great, especially in the first half, was Sean Livingston. Sean Livingston in that first half was definitely the best bench player. He only had 2 points, but he was a +5 with 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks. Sean was playing great, and now with Andre starting to hit a few more threes and being a little more confident from the three-point line, it's getting a lot closer, but I think Sean's been better than Andre so far this year, at least more consistent, and he's just a major cog on this team. His final line was 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 points, 3 blocks. So, yeah, it was an ugly game. Warriors ended up losing it. I did mention KD didn't really start going off until the fourth quarter. Third quarter was all right, but in the fourth is when he really started to show up and show out as he has done. He went 4 of 5, 2 of 3 from 3, 10 points in the fourth, trying to get him back in it, and they actually had some chances late in the game to tie the thing up when they were down 3 and just couldn't get over the hump. It was just one of those nights, one of those bad nights for the Warriors. They played poorly. A lot of them played poorly. KD, even though he did have some heroics late in the game. You play that well throughout the entire game, and they probably win. And I know that's kind of nitpicking because it's asking a lot. Like, can you be perfect? But at the same time, some of the notes I had, by the end of the third, Clay and KD were 9 of 30 and 0 of 8 from 3. That's not good. Warriors can't win that way. There were a lot of blown assignments that led to wide open threes for Jay Crowder and Kyle Korver. They shot over 50% from the three-point line. Ingles, Crowder, and Korver went 13 of 25 from three. You can't allow that because a lot of them were open looks, and it was ugly. As I mentioned, the lack of minutes for McKinney, a lot of missed opportunities in the fourth for them to overcome. By the end of the game, so the stat line for Clay and KD at the end of the game was they were 13 of 35 and 2 of 11 from 3. And in my notes, I said that's a Russell Westbrook night. I just had to take a shot at him whenever I can. Looney and Bell played poorly. Lack of big body hurting the Dubs. I don't know who they can go out and get. I don't know if there's anyone out there that they can get. The hope is that, you know, when DeMarcus Cousins comes back, a lot of these things change, but who knows when that will be. We will see. I got some post-game sound I want to play for you, some sound from other interviews. That's all coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. Charles T. Hamilton, what up? As I mentioned, a lot of post-game sound I wanted to get to for the Dubs after that Jazz game. It was ugly. They played poorly. Jazz played well. It happens. Now, before we move on, I do want to give Clay some credit because as bad as he was offensively, he did have a great game defensively. He was on Donovan Mitchell most of the night, held Donovan Mitchell to 5 of 26, 2 of 11 from the field, and 17 points. So, Clay did a hell of a job defensively. One-on-one on Donovan Mitchell. He also had 3 steals and 1 block. So Clay's definitely still doing part of his job, obviously. And that's one of the great things about him is even when he's in a massive slump like he is this season, he still gives you a ton defensively. But one of the things that's happened is he's in a major shooting slump from 3. Steve Kerr was asked about it after the game, and here's what he had to say regarding their struggles.
Clay and Draymond are shooting career lows from 3. How big an issue has that been for your offense, just that they're not hitting like they?
Well, it's not surprising, honestly. We're not moving the ball. We're not playing the way we've played the last few years, where the ball's really moving and we're generating great shots. I think we're taking decent shots, not great shots. And so if you're not getting great shots, you're not going to shoot as high a percentage.
So there's Steve Kerr on the situation. His answer is almost always ball movement, which is understandable because he's also right to an extent. They're not moving the ball the same way they used to. I mean, do you remember that sequence earlier this year? I forget who was against, but it was like an 8-pass possession that ended with a Damian Jones dunk. Like, we used to see that a lot more often, and we're just not getting it as much this year. The ball movement hasn't been as good. Specifically in the Utah game, the Warriors only had 266 passes and are averaging 309.8 on the year, which is down from 322.7 last year. So, yeah, they are passing a little less. They're still fourth in the NBA in passes, and there's a level of meaningful passes that the Warriors make. There are teams that will pass superficially just to do it. Hey, this guy touched the ball in this possession. Where the Warriors make passes to try and get better shots. They're not, like I said, they're not passing as much as they used to, but oh well. One of the guys who's having a scoring slump or shooting slump is Draymond Green. I know he's not much of a shooter anyways, but he does have some of his career's worst numbers at the moment. Kevin Durant had something to say on the topic about just needing Draymond to score more for the benefit of this team.
Yeah, I mean, we just wanted to shoot, you know, making them, obviously we love him to knock him down, but we just wanted him to be aggressive to shoot, be aggressive to look for a shot a little bit more, not just threes, but, you know, his little floater that he shoots, a little mid-range that he works on every day. So You know, we know his game is passing the defense, but we need him to score.
Kevin, when a guy's in a slump like that, do you say anything, or do you just let him keep shooting his way out of it?
Draymond is not doesn't look at himself as a shooter, so when he gets into a slump, it's different from, you know, Clay or myself or Steph. You know what I mean? So it's just about encouraging him to keep doing what he's doing. I think, you know, the small stuff that he does is going to lead to him just being more confident and knocking that thing down. So it's a matter of time.
Sum that up. KD is not worried about Draymond's shot. Would like him to shoot more, but not worried about it. He's confident in him. You know who else is confident, you'll be surprised to hear? Draymond Green. Here's what he had to say about it.
I'm not, because I know it'll fall at some point. So it's probably a good thing, because I mean, people are going to keep playing like this. They don't ever start falling. People are in trouble. So it's probably a good thing. I actually like it. People starting to guard me like they used to back in the day. So when they start falling.
You going to start jacking more then?
Probably not. But them couple that I do jack, they're going to have to pay. So it's all good.
So it's more like take the ones that you can
do. Yeah. I've never really been one to just shoot. Just to shoot because I'm open. Look, you know. So, you know, we'll see. But you know, am I shooting? When I'm working on my shot, it's starting to feel a lot better. So, soon come.
Draymond Green is confident as ever, as he should be. As I've said also, when him and Andre are knocking down those threes, the Warriors are basically unbeatable. So here's to hoping that he does find his shot and can start knocking them down with some consistency. He was also asked about the fact that the Warriors are 21-11 through 32 games. And even though that's good, that's not up to their standards. And you'll be surprised to hear, once again, Draymond Green confident as ever.
I think it's tough to get traction when when you got guys who miss games like we've had. You know, I think I've missed 13 games or something like that this year. Steph missed quite a few. You know, it's always going to be tough to get traction like that. But, you know, I like the way we played tonight. You know, we competed. Shots didn't fall like they normally do. We missed some layups. But they shot 39% from the field, had 16 turnovers. So I like the way we played. And if we keep playing like we played tonight, you know, the ball movement, that'll happen. You got, like I said, you got to get our defense some credit. They play well on that side of the ball. But overall, I like the way we play. And if we can continue to put out that effort, you know, that defensive effort, our offense obviously would be better. Before you know it, you know, we'll run off some wins. So, yeah, we all good.
Draymond Green not worried about the record. They'll rattle off some wins and be all good, in his words. And I'm sure they will. One thing he mentioned was that they shot 39%. And had 16 turnovers, talking about the Jazz. And just giving the team's defense some props, which he should. They did play well. The Warriors also, though, only shot 40%. So it's not that great. And then the equalizer was the three-pointers, where Jazz shot 38%, Warriors shot 32%. I also wanted to make sure I mentioned this. Rudy Gobert had one hell of a game. He played great. He sure played great. He had 17 points, 15 rebounds, 4 blocks. And it wasn't just the blocks, the shot blocking. It was also the shot spooking, as Anthony Slater put it, and I loved it because there were a couple times where, I mean, Steph missed an open layup just because of the threat of a chase down block from Rudy Gobert. He played great. He was a major factor in this game. But the deciding factor was the three-point shot, and the Jazz were just able to hit it. Mostly because of breakdowns from the Warriors, or at least the looks they got were due to that. But Jazz won, Warriors not worried, and they are moving forward with a new rotation as well, where Steph continues to play about the first 8 or 9 minutes of the first quarter and then comes back to start the second and fourth. So in the first, plays the first 8 or 9 minutes, third, first 8 or 9 minutes, and then the second and fourth starts on the floor. And it's worked out well through two games so far. Here's what Steph Curry had to say on his new rotation.
I mean, it's different in terms of the rotation with the guys that I'm out there to start the second quarter. We have certain play calls that we go to, and I'm off the ball a little bit more, so that's fun and different. A different look for the defense, but no matter when I'm out there, whoever, you know, the five-man groups are, I think for the most part we created pretty good shots. We just, you know, tonight it was, we missed like 7 layups, and, you know, 5 or 6 wide open threes. Those are kind of demoralizing in terms of our swag about us when we're missing those easy shots. So last two games it's been different in terms of those rotations, and I'm sure we'll stick with it for a little bit and see how it works.
The new rotation sure has worked, because Steph, in the first couple minutes of the second quarter, knocks down a couple threes, couple layups, 10 quick points, and they weren't getting that before. So I'm sure Steve Kerr will stick with it for a while, maybe permanently. We will see. That will wrap up the Utah Jazz Golden State Warriors section of this podcast. Some fun stuff at practice today that I got to get to. I think everyone's going to like. That's coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. Charles T. Hamilton, what's up? What's happening? Just finished up with all the post-game sound, et cetera, from the Warriors-Jazz game. Warriors lose 108-103. They fall to 21-11. But at practice today, I'm sure you guys have seen it. If not, go check it out, because it's pretty funny video and pretty encouraging. DeMarcus Cousins and Kevin Durant played a playful game of one-on-one. There was like a wrestling match in the middle of it. Kevin Durant sold some flops. Like, it was funny, man. It was a good time. And then Boogie ended it with a massive dunk on KD and called game. And KD said he fought, man. He fought hard, you know, did all he could. But it was funny. It was encouraging to see Boogie get out there. And they did it in front of a massive media presence. All the media were there filming it. I think Boogie's trying to say, hey, I'm getting there. I'm close. So I don't know if it means anything other than I just found it very entertaining. And if you guys haven't seen it, you all should go check it out, because it is rather entertaining. But it could also mean that he's close. I hope it does, because they need him. Not so much so that they need another all-star, but they need a center. They need a big body center. And that's exactly what Boogie is. League pass picks for tonight. Bucks, Celtics. Celtics are still an anomaly, but a good team. I don't know what their deal is, if they're good or not. Pelicans Lakers. I'm interested in that one, but also I think you all know the storyline, which is really annoying, but should be an interesting game. Jazz Trailblazers. There's three of them, you guys. Three league pass picks. Check them out. Warriors don't play till tomorrow. Not sure what my schedule is going to be like moving forward with the holidays coming up. You might get one more this weekend, and then I'll probably be out until at least the 26th. So that would be next Wednesday, at least. Maybe not till next Thursday, but, you know, we'll see if I can get to some sort of recording equipment. Would love to get a couple more out, but not sure if I'll be able to. So just wanted to give you guys a heads up. Happy holidays to everyone. Travel safe, drive safe, be safe. And have fun and enjoy the time with your loved ones. I know I'm going to. And I will talk to you soon. This has been Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth, right? You got to go over the rough spots. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.